Do you have any debt? Now, you might be saying, oh, that's an odd question to begin with. Of course, Father, I have a lot of debt. Just take a look at my credit card. I owe the credit card company lots of interest money, and I owe the government lots of money for my college loan, and I owe the bank a lot of money for my car, my house, and my boat. Yes, Father, most of us still have a lot of debt. Most of us still owe money to the bank, the government, the credit card company, mom and dad, or a friend. But is there anything else we owe besides money? Are there any non-material debts that we owe to people? St. Thomas Aquinas says that the virtue of justice is giving people what is their due. St. Thomas Aquinas says that justice is giving people what is owed to them. And so my patron St. Thomas and I would argue that, yes, indeed, there are non-material debts we owe our brothers and sisters. For example, out of justice, we do not take somebody's life. That's against Commandment 5, right? We don't take somebody's wife. That's against Commandment 6. We don't take their property. That's against Commandment 7. And we owe them the truth. That's Commandment 8. These are some of the many things we owe our brothers and sisters out of justice. We owe them their life, their wife, their property, and the truth. Now, St. Paul, in his letter to the Romans, chapter 13, verse 7, talks about this very point. It's right in the Bible. This is what it says, chapter 13 of Romans, verse 7. Give to all men what is due to them. Taxes, to whom taxes are due, revenue, to whom revenue is due, respect, to whom respect is due, honor, to whom honor is due. And then, in the very next verse, in verse 8 of chapter 13, in his letter to the Romans, St. Paul says something radical. And that's the verse that begins our second reading this morning. He says, owe nothing to anyone except the debt that binds us to love one another. St. Paul says that all we owe our neighbor can be summed up in one word: love. The debt we owe to our neighbor is love. Origen said, the debt of love remains with us permanently and never leaves us. This is a debt which we both discharge every day and forever owe. So, in other words, the debt of love, it's always an outstanding debt and it's never paid off, right? We always owe our brothers and sisters love. We are always in debt to show them love. But we might ask, what is love? Love is not the same thing as like. Many times I will say, oh, I love chocolate. I love my mom's pumpkin pie. Oh, I just love that dress. I love that song. I love that car. But Deacon John always corrects me when I say that. And he corrects his own kids every time they say that too. And rightly so. Deacon John points out that we can't love things. We can only like things. We can only be passionate about things. We can be passionate about chocolate or that dress or that song or that car. Passions are great. Emotions are great. They're a real part of the human person. But they're not love. Love is a power of the soul. It's not in the emotions. It's an act of the will, which is a power of the soul. Love is a decision. It's a choice. Love is a free decision, a choice to want the good of another. Love says, I will your good. So there's a big difference between liking and loving. And if you've been married for 40 years or 50 years or 60 years or 71 years, you know what I'm talking about. You don't have to like each other. You've heard it here first. You don't have to like each other. You don't have to be passionate about each other. You don't have to have an emotional connection at every moment. That's great. But it's not love. What you promised on your wedding day is not that you would like each other till death do you part, but that you would love each other till death do you part. You don't have to like everything your beloved does, but you do have to love each other. You have to decide every single day to want the good of your spouse. Every day you make a decision to choose their good. Now, what is their good? What is their good? And maybe I could ask, what is their ultimate good? What is our ultimate good? If we ask that question, I hope the answer is easy. It's heaven. It's eternal life with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Our ultimate good is entering in to the love life of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit forever. That's our good. And everything should be directed toward that good, and everything that doesn't help us attain that good should be avoided. So as parents, you say to your kids from time to time, I need you to clean your room. Brush your teeth, wear a hat, it's 30 below outside, eat your vegetables, they're good for you. Go to bed by 7:30, you need your sleep. And as kids, we may not understand it and we may not like it, but your parents are doing this because they love you. They're willing your good, your ultimate good. And for those of us who are spiritual parents, spiritual fathers, we may from time to time have to say things that are difficult that you don't like or you don't understand, but I always say them out of love. I always say them for your ultimate good because I want you to go to heaven. I want you to enter into the life and love of God forever in heaven. Isn't that the point of today's gospel? Jesus says, from time to time, you may have to call your brother aside, and privately, just between the two of you, you may have to point out his wrong. But you owe it to them, Jesus says, out of love, because you want what's for their good. Isn't that what the first reading was about today from Ezekiel, from the Old Testament? It says that we owe it to our brothers and sisters to tell them what they're doing is wrong because we want their ultimate good. We want them to enjoy a love relationship with God forever in heaven. We owe it to them out of love to help them turn away from sin and turn back to the Lord. And when we do that, we want all of the virtues to be involved, of course. They're owed all of our virtues, our humility, our respect, our gentleness, our kindness, our patience. But St. Paul says, if you understand all of this, you can sum it up by saying that we don't owe anything to anyone except the debt to love one another.